Introduction. A few years after Atomic Habits was published, I was speaking to a group of college coaches and athletic directors. After the talk, a man named Travis Wall came up to me and said that he had been the head coach of the men's soccer team at St. Olaf College in Minnesota. I read Atomic Habits soon after moving to Minnesota in the spring of 2019, he said. I was inheriting a team that went 5-13 the year preceding, and 4-13-1 the year before that. Your book helped me articulate the blueprint I wanted to have to help turn our program around. He went on to explain the system he used to install better habits throughout the program. The first preseason, he said, we showed the team a presentation that was rooted in examples of little things we had to get better at. While we did explain the roles and responsibilities we'd have on the field, we also talked about things like breaking in new soccer cleats properly to not get blisters, wearing the appropriate gear on the correct day, how to take ice baths, etc. This was taken directly from the British cycling team example in Atomic Habits, and how they began their transformation by examining things like the mattresses they slept on, the comfort of the seat on their bike, and so on. They focused more on environmental changes versus cycling changes to start, and that is essentially how we started rebuilding the program. He had my interest, and I asked for more information about his approach. He said, this presentation became something we'd revisit annually when talking about the importance of having systems and doing our best to stick to them. We had systems for how we recruited, how we designed our training sessions, our feedback loops with players. I don't think we would have had them had it not been for reading your book. Your quote, "We do not rise to the level of our goals, we fall to the level of our systems," has been ingrained in my mind since reading the book, Wall said. Here's what happened next. In 2018, they went 5-13. Ninth place in the conference. In 2019, they improved to 9-10, sixth place in the conference, and the first year under the new system. The 2020 season was canceled due to COVID-19. In 2021, they improved to 19-3-1. They were conference champions and advanced to the NCAA Sweet 16. 2022, they went 15-5-2, again were conference champions, and again went to the NCAA Sweet 16. And in 2023, the St. Olaf men's soccer team went 23-3, were conference champions, and won the NCAA national championship. They went from 5 wins in 2018 to national champions 5 years later. When I originally wrote Atomic Habits, I never could have imagined what it would go on to become. I had hoped I'd written a good book, of course, but I don't think any reasonable person could expect to sell 20 million copies in the first 5 years. Atomic Habits has become a phenomenon with a life of its own, and millions of readers around the world have now embraced the book's core message, which is that small changes compound into remarkable results. The trajectory of your life bends in the direction of your habits. Whatever you repeat, you reinforce. And my readers continually remind me of the influence that habits can have on our lives. I receive messages every day from people who share how Atomic Habits has transformed their health, their relationships, and their careers, made them think differently about the profound power they have over their own lives. I hear from childhood friends who say that after reading Atomic Habits, they lost over 100 pounds and stopped drinking. I read emails from therapists and psychologists who assign Atomic Habits as homework to their clients. I hear from surgeons who have changed how their teams prepare for operations. And I hear from countless parents, teachers, and coaches who share the concepts with their children, students, and players. I've even seen photos of Atomic Habits tattoos. But while these stories are incredible, the national championships and the weight loss transformations and the tattoos aren't really the things that get me. What makes me tear up when I hear about it is how differently people feel about themselves. The people who tell me their story and say, my kids are proud of me. Or when a reader tells me Atomic Habits got me out of a dark place and helped me refocus my life. Or when someone says, you know, in the first time for many years, I can look in the mirror and feel good about who I'm becoming. That stuff gets me because that's what it's always been about, using your habits as a method to develop into the type of person you want to be. These stories remind me why I wrote the book in the first place, which is to help and empower others, to help people who feel stuck find a path toward actual sustainable transformation, to empower people to feel like they are in the driver's seat of their own lives. That's the purpose of this workbook, too. Readers love Atomic Habits. It's the highest-rated habits book of all time. But I've learned that people can always use more concrete help implementing new habits. The gap between understanding something and doing something is real, and it can be tough to bridge. You can read about the importance of environmental design, but redesigning your actual living room can feel